This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. Arkansas ranks near the bottom of states when it comes to the economic well-being of kids. That's according to the Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count Data Book, which was released today. Joining me to discuss the results of this annual report is Rich Huddleston, Executive Director of Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families. Thanks for joining me, sir.
Well, thanks for having me.
First, what did you take away from this report? Anything new this year?
Sure. A couple of key takeaways. One, as you mentioned, Arkansas still ranks among the worst states in overall child well-being, which is a compilation of kind of four key areas of economic well-being, education, health, and family and community, with an overall ranking of 45th. We're especially concerned that 27%, or more than 1 in 4 Arkansas children, about 188,000 Arkansas children, are still living in poverty. And that's still the case, even though Arkansas and the country as a whole has been in an economic recovery period the last few years. And I think the data is pretty clear that we still have a long way to go in making this a state where every child has the resources and opportunities they need to really realize their full potential. I think the second key takeaway is that Arkansas dropped from 36th to 47th in economic well-being, which is one of the key categories in the report. Ordinarily, we're more concerned about long-term trends in the report than whether our rankings go up or down a few spots relative to other states. But I think when you're ranking in an important category like economic well-being drops 11 spots over 1 year, like this one did, that really merits our attention. And I think we really have to ask ourselves, you know, what in terms of the types of jobs that are being created, I think it's clear that that still many jobs in the state really don't pay enough to lift families out of poverty and meet the basic needs of their children.
Any indicators or suggestions that your group has of how to improve things?
Sure. First and foremost, Arkansas policymakers really need to acknowledge the child poverty issue. It's a problem that impacts all of us, not just the families living in poverty. And I think policymakers really need to stop blaming the poor, a trend that was really evident in much of the punitive legislation that was introduced during the last state legislative session. And I think we clearly need policymakers who are willing to tackle child poverty head on and who are really more concerned about enacting public policy based on what the research and data says is good for kids. But I think kind of more specifically in terms of policies, I think Arkansas really needs to get off of this tax cut craze that we've been on the last three legislative sessions. This year, and then also next year already, we've cut the budget, and that really limits our ability to make the investments in our kids that are really critical. We also need to make the investments in kids that we know will improve their ability over the long term to go out and get those better jobs that will pay better wages. And so starting that early on and investing in high-quality pre-K, high-quality after-school and summer programs, making sure that kids are in the classroom, and quite frankly, just making sure that every child can read at grade level by the end of the third grade. And then, of course, I think we need to acknowledge that there are going to be those kids who have already been impacted by poverty in their families. And so kids who are really at the most vulnerable point in their lives, who are either in the state child welfare system for abused and neglected kids, or kids who are in the juvenile justice system. I mean, we have to do more in those systems to really give those kids hope for the future, because they're in a point in their lives where they're really just in very difficult situations. I think the last thing I would add is that we have something pending on the horizon now that could really be detrimental to the economic prospects for kids. In terms of the healthcare changes that are being proposed in D.C., and also the federal budget cuts that are being proposed. Both of those could have devastating impact for Arkansas children and families, and we're really encouraging our federal policymakers to resist those proposals.
Yeah, and you said that one of the few bright spots was the high percentage in this report of children who do have health insurance right now.
Yes, Arkansas has reduced its rate of uninsured kids down to 5%. which, if you consider where we were a couple of decades ago before we had Our Kids First, Arkansas had uninsured rates of closer to 1 in 4 kids. And so we've made amazing progress over the last couple of decades. And some of the proposals being talked about in D.C. in terms of getting rid of the Affordable Care Act, block granting Medicaid, I mean, really could limit the ability of Arkansas to continue that amazing progress we've made around health care coverage.
That's Rich Huddleston, Executive Director of Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, discussing the NEEKC Foundation Kids Count Data Report. Sir, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
This is 89.1 KUAR.